In verse number 39, the Bible said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. We looked this morning at that little phrase, in the time of trouble. We looked in verse number 19, in the evil time. It seems like there's trouble. Job said it years ago. Most Bible scholars believe that Job is the oldest book in the Bible. And Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. But I tell you something tonight, I hope you realize it before I get through preaching tonight, but our trouble's about over. Amen. And for the wicked, their trouble's about to begin. And I appreciate the Lord. The Bible said, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. You can be seated. Brother David, would you come to the platform, brother, and pray for me and pray for this service before we get started tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord, we can meet and worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, thank you for the good scriptures that we've just heard read. And God, we just can't thank you enough for the good word of God. And Lord, I'm glad we can put all of our trust in you, not some of our trust, most of our trust, but
yes,
all
Lord,
of our trust.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you be with the man of God now as he brings us the word of God. Open our hearts to our need, and we'll love you and praise you and thank you for all you do. In the precious wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Precious friend, Brother David and Sister Kathy. Sister Debbie, amen. I appreciate you being here tonight. What I want to do tonight, we're looking at in the time of trouble. We talked this morning about David knowing the difference. David, in the Word of God, he mentions over and over, and I'm not going to go through all the verses, the workers of iniquity, the wicked. David knew the difference between righteousness and wickedness. I was thinking, sitting over there a while ago, I'm not sure if we were singing a congregational or the young'uns were singing, but I was thinking about how many times in David's life, Brother Grizzle, that he must have thought about where God found him, out yonder taking care of the sheep, just doing what was, in the eyes of man, a menial little job. You remember when they were looking for a king, and Samuel said, is there any left? And he said, oh yeah, there's one. He's out there taking care of the sheep. And Samuel said, well, we're not going to sit down until he comes. And when he came, probably in the eyes of man, the least likely, God anointed to be king. One thing I'd like for you to remember, as we, right now there's a pause in the children's ministry. And it hurts me in my heart that there has to be. But these children, whether they're our children that come in through the church, whether they ride a bus in or they come visiting from time to time, we don't know which one of them God's going to raise up. And one thing that always gives me hope is to remember where the Lord found me and to remember that I really believe this. This is not just words. But if God, Brother Steve, can use me, he can use anybody. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate the Lord. And I believe David, as he's writing the Psalms, many times goes back in his heart, in his mind, to where God found him. And I think sometimes, listen, we don't need to dwell on our past. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. I'm not saying we need to dwell on it, but I don't think we ought to ever forget where he found us. And I don't think we ought to ever forget what he's done for us over and over and over and over again. So David, he knew the difference. If you would, turn to Isaiah for just a moment. I just want to look at a verse of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 57. Isaiah chapter number 57, and this will take me right into the second couple points in the message tonight. In Isaiah chapter 57, you remember this morning we said David knew the difference. Now tonight, what we're going to pick up on is this. David knew the deliverer. David didn't just know. Listen to me carefully. There's a lot of people in the world that know about the deliverer. But David didn't just know about him. He knew him. And I used to illustrate that to the men in prison like this. For the largest part of my time in prison, Barack Obama was the president of the United States. And I'd say to the men in prison, let me illustrate. Here would be the difference. How many of you all know who the president of the United States is? And, of course, they did, Brother Ralph. And I'd say, well, say his name. And they would say his name, Barack Obama. I said, now let me ask you this question. How many of y'all know the president? And not one of them knew the president. There's a big difference in knowing who Jesus is and knowing Jesus in the free pardon of sin. There's a big difference in knowing what Jesus has done. I mean this. Ever since I was old enough to know anything, I've been taught the facts. And Brother Steve never had a problem believing the facts. I never was one that said, well, that can't be. He couldn't have been born of a virgin. He couldn't have died on a cross. He couldn't have wrote. In my mind, I accepted those facts all of my life. But I didn't know the deliverer. I knew who he was, but I didn't know him in the free pardon of sin. And one preacher, Brother John, he put it like this. He said, it's just as important if you turn that around that he knows you. You know, I do know him tonight, but thank God Hannah sings the song beautifully. He knows my name. He knows me tonight as well. The Word of God said in verse 20 of chapter 57 of the book of Isaiah, but the wicked are like the troubled sea. Honey, you think about that verse and think about what's going on in America right now. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up what? Mire and dirt. Beloved, listen, the worst in society, it's coming out because the wicked, are you listening? Are like the troubled sea. Now look at verse 21. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. There's no peace to the wicked. So, Pastor, why did you use that to start out tonight? Because I'm trying to draw the difference. David knew the difference, but also David knew the deliverer. If you look down in verse number 37, the Word of God said, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is what? Peace. I tell you, tonight you say, Pastor, I'm just not sure I'm saved. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's no way to have peace without knowing that you're saved by the grace of God. There'll always be something stirring down on the inside. But thank the Lord when the Prince of Peace comes into your life. Amen. And the waves of trouble lay down and he whispers peace to your soul. You don't have to have anybody to tell you. You know it. Amen. And David knew the deliverer. I'll give you some things here. The Bible said in verse number, these are kind of verbs, I believe. I would have to ask Miss Eve to be sure. But in verse number 3, the Word of God said, trust in the Lord and do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So God wants us to trust him. That's how that we know the deliverer. I saw something. A little cartoon, and I thought it was wonderful. It was a cartoon, Brother Steve, of Jesus. Jesus was down on his knee, like this right here, with a little girl. And the little girl had a little stuffed animal about that big. And Jesus had his hand out, like that right there. He wanted the little girl. How many remembers the little lad that gave Jesus his lunch? How many knows what happened to that lunch when he gave it to the little lad? I believe David had given God his life. Amen. And this little girl has this little stuffed bear. It was a little bear in her hands. And Jesus said, will you trust me? And behind his back, Brother Steve, he had a great old big bear. But it was going to require that little girl to turn loose of what she had and trust him. In other words, she was going to have to turn loose of something that was good in order to get a hold of something that was better. Glory to God. I'm telling you, beloved, David knew what it was to live like that, to trust in the Lord and to see God work in his life. The Word of God said in verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. He knew the deliverer. He knew how to trust him. What was it? The Word of God said, I believe it's in Isaiah 26:3, I believe, trust in the Lord. And oh my goodness, the verse is leaving me. Let me look it up. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That's what the Word of God said. That's where the peace comes from. It's, beloved, turning loose of what we can do or what we have to offer, because actually we have nothing to offer him. He has everything to offer us. And then when a person gets saved by the grace of God, they can turn around and give the life that God has given them back to him. They can dedicate it to him. Hannah in the Bible was barren, and she didn't have any children. And it was a shame in those days to be barren as a mother. And she asked God. She was actually in a turmoil in prayer. And she asked God for a baby. And she said, God, if you'll give me a baby, I'll give that baby back to you. And she did. Say amen. But she could not give the baby to God until God gave the baby to her. And we cannot give our life to God until God gives life to us. And so David knew the deliverer. We see the word trust. We see the word delight. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The TV evangelist will come along and say, that's a blank check. I'm going to tell you what that is. That's a promise from God. Let me tell you something right now. If you're delighting in the Lord, all you want is what the Lord wants for your life. All you want, beloved, is what the Lord knows. Listen, I know there's people in the world that have great means. You know what I believe? When we're talking about a Christian, God knew they could be trusted with great means. When you're talking about a Christian, Brother Steve, all of us can't be trusted with the same thing. Amen? And God knows that. And so God knows what we can handle, and God also knows what will handle us. There's nothing wrong with having things, but there's something wrong when things have you and things have me. And David knew how to delight in the Lord. And then the Bible said in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And the Word of God said here in verse number 7, this is what I like, rest. Hallelujah. You know what this world needs? Some rest. But they can't find it because they're looking in the wrong place. Amen. Nobody's going to rest because a statue's been torn down, or because a storefront's been broken into, or because they got out of the footlocker with 4 or 5 bags of tennis shoes. That's not going to bring rest to anybody's soul. Only trusting in the Lord is going to bring rest to their soul. Amen. David knew the deliverer. You say, Pastor, I don't know what's wrong with this world. I do. They don't know the deliverer. They don't have peace. They're like the troubled sea. Beloved, listen. Listen to me carefully right here. It's the grace of God. It's not you. And it's the grace of God. It's not me. So you and I should never allow ourselves to get in a place where we're looking down our nose, thinking that we're better. The Word of God said for a man not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. What to remember. I believe David remembered often that he was what he was by the grace of God. Paul remembered that often. And I believe it would be good for you and I to remember that as well. David knew the difference. David knew the deliverer. Watch what the Word of God said over here in verse number 23. The Word of God said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You know something tonight? You say, Pastor, I don't know how God orders a man's steps. Well, I do. The Word of God said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen, if this book is our guiding principle, then we can say the steps, that our steps are being ordered by the Lord. My daughter was telling me about a discussion that went on Facebook, talking about accepting things that are going on in society. I want to remind you of something. Just because society accepts something doesn't mean it's right. Amen. Society has accepted same-sex marriage. Society has accepted the liquor store. And listen, there was a time when God's people had a choice. You could get groceries somewhere without walking by the beer and without walking by the... How many knows what I'm talking about? But honey, I'm telling you what, it's here. It's everywhere. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It'll never be right in the eyes of God. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever's deceived thereby is not wise. One old preacher said it like this. Said, that must mean he's a fool. I'm going to tell you what, there's some men in this building, if we'd be honest, we've played the fool. Help me, say amen. It never made any of us anything but a fool. It'll cause you to make a fool out of yourself. And I'll tell you tonight, I believe with all of my heart, David knew the deliverer. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. In other words, the Lord don't have to twist my arm behind my back. I delight to walk with him. I delight to talk with him. I don't dread going to church. I look forward to going to church. And by the way, when I wasn't a pastor, I looked forward to going to church. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, God's people love God's people and love the Word of God, and love the preaching, love the singing. Amen. And love the Word of God in these days when, beloved, it's being stifled in so many places. The Bible said in verse 24, I like this, though he fall. You know what that means? Listen to me, this is what I get out of that. That means it don't matter if you're the pastor or not. Don't matter, Brother Rick, if we're a Sunday school teacher or not. We ain't always going to get it right. We'll stumble somewhere along the way. But you know what God said? David did. Somebody help me. David did. But God said, though he fall, he's not going to be utterly cast down. Thank God the shepherd's right there. Amen. The difference between sheep and pigs. You can take a pig and you can bathe it. Mama did when she first got married to Daddy. Bathe that pig, put a ribbon on that pig. But you turn that pig loose, it'll run right back to the mud. It'll run right back to the mire. But that sheep may fall. It may slip. It may get some mud on it. But it's not going to dwell there. It wants to get it off. Amen. And I thank God today that's the truth. He said, David said, I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed, nor his seed begging bread. He is merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. He's saying here, listen, when you know the deliverer, he's going to feed us. But thank God, he's not going to forsake us. I appreciate that, don't you? When the wicked, there's no rest, and it's like a troubled sea, all around us, God said, you can have peace right in the midst of it all. You can have peace because you know the Lord, you know the deliverer. I appreciate that. Now, I want you to see this tonight, and then I'm finished with the message tonight. David knew the difference. He knew the difference between wickedness and righteousness. David knew the deliverer. He didn't just know about him. He knew him. But I want you to see this in the text tonight. I'm going to help you to see it in this chapter tonight. And we're going to take a look at another verse or two over in the book of 1 Peter. But David knew his destination. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? He knew that this wasn't the final stop. He knew that there was something out yonder. Amen. Abraham, you remember, looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I want you to show you what I mean, how the Lord dealt with my heart about this in the chapter. Look in verse number 9. And you're going to pay attention to the word inherit. Inherit. You know, listen to me tonight. This may not thrill you, but I hope before I get finished, it will thrill you. The children of God have an inheritance that's out of this world. And I want you to see it tonight. The Word of God said in verse number 9, evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You say, preacher, what would I want with this earth? Well, I don't really think it's talking about this one, because the Bible said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And let me remind you of this. Paul, over and over as he wrote the epistles, he talked about God revealing to him a mystery. Many of these things, Brother Grizzle, were still hidden to the Old Testament saints of God. But he knew there was something better out yonder for those that trusted in the Lord. You see that there, out where they're going to inherit the earth. Look in verse number 11. The Bible said, "But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the," listen, "not only peace," but he said, "an abundance of peace." You see it right there? Watch this now. In verse number 18, "And the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance," hallelujah, "shall be," how long? "Forever." I like that, don't you? David knew his destination. Look in verse 22. "For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off." The Bible said in verse number 28, "For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints." They are, what's that next word? Glory to God, I like that. Preserve, how long? Forever. That's what the Word of God said. I can't think about the word preserved without thinking about my mom and without thinking about Miss Eve. In the days we used to, oh my goodness, Miss Eve, I'd say over 100 quarts of green beans. And she said she used to do 200. Ain't no wonder I'm big as I am. Brother Grizzle, say amen right here. I didn't get this big eating green beans, said my brother. Amen. They probably need to eat more green beans. Amen. But I'm telling you, the ladies that can, you remember, they set them out there on a towel, and they're listening. They're listening. And they count. 1, 2, 3. Miss Eve's canter held 7. Is that right, honey? And I'm glad that she didn't even need to take her shoes off. She could count the 7 without taking her shoes off. But listen to me. I believe this with all my heart. I believe when I got saved by the grace of God, something in heaven went ping, and I was sealed till the day of redemption. You say, "Preacher, why didn't you get sealed past then?" Because right till then will do it. Because then I'm going to have a new body. Then, beloved, listen, the seal won't be necessary. God's just going to make sure I'm going to make it from that altar to his presence, hallelujah, and be in his likeness. The Word of God said here, listen, we're talking about his destination. The Bible said he forsaketh not his saints. They're preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The contrast over and over and over in the chapter has been drawn. Then the Word of God said, look in verse 34, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it." I believe David knew his destination. I want to give you something here. The Bible said in verse number 35, "I've seen the wicked in great power spreading himself out like a green bay tree." I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but think of current events when I read that verse. I've seen the wicked in great power. Oh, my goodness. Wickedness. The Word of God said, "Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found." Turn over with me there. Just look across the page. The Bible said in verse 12, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him." You need to read that along with Proverbs chapter number 1. I remember the first time I saw that in the Scripture. God said, "I'm going to laugh at their calamity. I'm going to mock when their fear cometh." They're mocking God and they're laughing at him. But I'm telling you, beloved, the Word of God said his day's coming. David did not only see his destination, but he saw their destination. And that God was going to cut them off. That God would laugh. The Word of God said there, "The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming." You know what I believe tonight? Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. God's people need to realize their day's coming. Their day's coming. Let me just say this too. It's coming swiftly. Swiftly. Turn with me to 1 Peter and I'm done tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Let me back up and rephrase that. I'm finished tonight. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1. My wife has had a great influence in my life. Can you tell? Amen. I appreciate my wife. Every once in a while, I just have to aggravate her so she'll know I'm still alive. 1 Peter chapter 1. I love this. I'm just going to read it. The Word of God said in verse number 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll ask you a question. I said, I'm just going to read it. Okay, I lied. I can't help it. I got to just think about something. When I read those words, how many of you all have ever seen somebody get happy in the Lord? Amen. Brother Ralph, one of the phrases, it wasn't always, I mean, it wasn't just something that everybody did. But when I read that right there, I've seen people get happy in the Lord and just say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's all they can say. Just bless the Lord. Well, you know what Peter said? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Which according to His abundant mercies, anybody in here experienced that? Hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's why your pastor believes that church shouldn't be like a funeral service. God gave us life. Abundant life. Watch this now. He's begotten us, the Word of God said. His abundant mercy, He's begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Watch this. To an inheritance. David might not have understood it all, Brother Gary, but he knew it was out yonder. I've got an inheritance, David is saying over and over and over in the chapter. I know where I'm headed. I'm headed to where He is. And that's good enough for me. Just to know I'll be with Him. And then on top of that, to know I'll be like Him. That's all I need to know to want to go. Amen. The Word of God said to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled. Undefiled. That fadeth not away. Reserved in heaven for you. How much does that sound like Psalm 37? Watch this. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now think about this. Think about the troubled sea, the time of trouble, an evil time we've been talking about today, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. That word right there is being used like in trials. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth. The Bible said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom, having not seen, anybody seen Him? Anybody love Him? And whom having not seen, you love. In whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know how that's possible? You got to know your destination. You know the difference between wickedness and righteousness. You know the deliverer. And you know your destination. Tell you what that'll do. That'll get you through. It won't only get you to the evil time. It'll get you through the evil time. It won't only get you through the time of trouble or to it. It'll get you through it. And beloved, when He's tried us, the Word of God said, we're going to come forth as gold. I like that, don't you? How many believes David had some insight? Even in his day, there was trouble on it. David, many times in his life, was hunted like a dog. But David, when he's backed up in that cave with nowhere to go, he said, refuge failed me. I looked on my right hand, and no man cared for my soul. But then in the next verse, he said, thou art my refuge. God was David's hiding place. Thank the Lord. I appreciate you coming tonight. I hope you don't just know about the deliverer. I hope you know him. I hope you don't just know what Jesus has done. I hope you know that he's coming again. And only those, Brother Ralph, that's been washed in the blood are going to be with him. What was it over there in Egypt? Brother Steve, God said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. And he had told the Israelites to put the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost. I never had heard this preached. Maybe somebody picked up on it. But I remember when the Lord showed me not just where the blood was, but where the blood was not. It didn't say anything about putting it on the threshold. And I believe that's important. I believe God wanted the world to know that the blood of Jesus, his lamb, was not to be walked on, it was not to be walked over, but it was to be walked through. And that's how come I'm going to heaven, is because his blood has been applied in my heart. There was a church I used to attend. No, it wasn't a church. I was in church, but it was a prayer meeting in Church Hill on Saturday mornings. And Brother Ralph, they'd sing a song, His Blood Is On My Soul. Have you ever heard that song? That's an old one, ain't it, Brother Ralph? But that's the only reason you and I is going to glory, brother. Because His blood is on our soul. Amen. He ain't looking for a Baptist name tag. He's looking for the blood of Jesus. And that's the only thing going to get the job done. I mean, he's glad you come tonight. If you don't know him tonight, don't leave here. Don't leave here. Come to somebody. Say, I know about him, but I don't know him. I want to know him. I want to know that if I don't wake up when I lay my head down on that pillow tonight, I want to know that heaven will be my home. Honey, I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. And only those that are ready are going to go be with him. May the Lord help us tonight. Let's stand together tonight.